What is up, y'all? It's me, Tasha C. And again, I finally make another podcast. Or, you know, something to at least upload on social media and YouTube and, you know, Spotify and so forth. Actually, y'all, I probably will upload this the next day, but it's officially been a whole year of my year return since kind of a 3-year hiatus of me, like, doing any recording of any kind. As a whole year later, and at least I didn't wait whole 2 months. Well, I've been kind of been doing on and off for the past couple, four to six months. I've been kind of been doing that. I'm getting better. I mean, this time was only a month, but how are y'all doing, y'all? Rookie Retro Days has just went past. It's about to be May this upcoming Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. So really my 1 year anniversary, if I start like from fresh scratch as far as being, you know, my goal to be consistently on social media, YouTube, podcasting, whatever, was really the 28th, but most likely I'm going to upload it tomorrow, the 29th, because it's already like 10 something p.m. at night. You know, usually be later than that when I do my podcast. But anyway, so y'all, before I get into my podcast and the ramble I'm going to ramble about, you know, sis, we're still waiting for you to get on these YouTube streets again with Nene Kitchens and with a possibly with a Z Kitchen, okay? Her YouTube channel. You know, she, you know, wants to get back on here, so, you know, but she also needs to be motivated, you know, besides, you know, cooking and, you know, very cooking, she'll do mukbang, she'll do story times, fiery vlogs and so forth, but, you know, we'll know that once, you know, not only subscribe and when she gets back on here, okay? But anyway, y'all, besides, like I said, sis, yes, I'm gonna call her out until she gets back on here. And don't y'all forget to subscribe to her channel on YouTube. It's Nene's Kitchen with a Z. Nene, N-E-N-E, apostrophe Z, space, just regular kitchen. Because if you don't put the Z in, something else come up. They're just like, y'all look for me on YouTube. Well, most of my stuff now is Tasha C TV. You gotta say Tasha C TV, because if not, I come out Tasha Cobbs, the gospel singer, okay? So, you have to make sure you say Tasha C TV, okay? Just the letter C, and not, you know, C as I see you in vision, okay? Also, don't forget to, if you're looking for some wonderful candles, go to also my sister, Jayla, the Self-Esteem Queen, who also is the owner of the company called Light the Mood, which has phenomenal smell candles, and it's just the way how it sounds. As not, you can go to lightthemood.com and get wonderful candles. You can also go to her for Reiki, sound healing, and so forth. And also you can contribute to her company. She's also has told me that she's thinking about coming back to YouTube, because I actually found her on YouTube years ago. So maybe I can motivate her to get on YouTube as well. But anyway, like I said, go to Like the Mood. They're wonderful smelling candles. You know, like I said, you can use anything for overcoming anxiety, even candles to help save, you know, you want help with a bundle of joy, just healing, you know, help with the creating process and so forth. But like, again, Like the Mood, the company's Like the Mood, just spell the right way. You should put the together. Say you look for her candles, it's Like the Mood, and they're created with soil, so it's, you know, it's not that other like regular or like it's, you know, like the cheaper wax. You know, they're premium candles, but great premium candles. Believe me, I know I can say that, okay? Enjoy their candles. But anyway, this is another phenomenal person. Okay, so while I got that out the way, April is a month where, I mean, I'm glad I'm here, but maybe, you know, yes, I'm one of those people who believe Mercury retrograde because stuff has happened. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but dang y'all, I had to deal with the fact that my order I had got from the grocery store, 75% I didn't get this time, and I didn't have this problem before. And I had to get a release. I was able to instantly get a refund back. And then, but the person came back. Oh, I'm sorry. And they still only gave 2 out of the 13, 14, you know, like I said, 75%. So even with them giving the 2 little things, you know, 2 things back, whatever, it was 2 things I didn't notice. Like I said, I don't remember exactly. I had like 15 something items, whatever, missing, and I forgot 2 of them to add in. So I would have to call in, because it was 2 times I, you know, like clicked in the wallet world and said, hey, I didn't get the order. You know, these things about order, and they tell me to call. But I'm like, it's not, you know, big thing or whatever. So even with the 2 items, it kind of evened out. You know what I mean? As far as like, even though I couldn't get a refund, the 2 items I forgot or didn't see at first were missing, they returned to the 2 other items. So in the end, it still was like, it evened out to the same amount, even if they, when they came back. If they would have like gave all those, because the time that person was gone, I'm like, looked, and they said the order was here, and you know, took a picture. I'm like, wait a minute, that looks like barely went back. I look, and by the time they came back and guests even noticed and came back, it was way past the time where it was like, the person, I'm sorry, you just giving 2 out of items, and it's several items missing. That was a big chunk. You know, I hated to do it, but hey, I ain't about to sit here and pay like, you know, 12 to 15 or sometimes more than what the items cost or whatever. And that's just a minimum, like 12 or 15 times more per item, because things are missing. Heck, groceries are already expensive. There's a lot of things that are expensive nowadays. Even the things at the Dollar Tree, it ain't Dollar Tree no more. It just should be called the tree, shit, or anything that got title with the dollar in it. It just should be just called the dollar. That's it, just a dollar. I mean, just not even called a dollar. Just, you know, Family Dollar should just call family currency. Or I don't really go to Family Dollar like that, but I'm just saying, it's no longer the Dollar Tree. Now, I mean, if y'all are areas where they have dollar stores and they're like independent dollar stores, it's not with the company Dollar Tree. We all know, like, I mean, not we all know, but you know, some of us know, like, the independent dollar stores, they always had items that maybe more than a dollar. And now, since what, last year, year before last, we got used to now the Dollar Tree now has not only items that now $1.25 is the minimum amount, really, but now we have ones, oh, this costs $3, this costs $5, this costs $7 out. Like I said, just name their place the tree store. And it's in a dollar no more, so why is we calling it a dollar? I mean, it was never, you know, you got that text, but you know what I mean, like, as far as like being closest to the dollar, it is, you know, it's farther away from it. Okay, so, but other than that, y'all, I know that I'm ranting and stuff, but I lived in Detroit, and we had like a record breaking, I didn't know the NFL draft, I guess they pick different cities every year or whatever other year, and this year it was actually held in Detroit. There was a record-breaking amount downtown that was like, what, 700,000 people? But the good thing was, is that even, not only was that record-breaking, but at least to my knowledge, you know, that what I read so far or have heard, it has not been all this violence and stuff attached. Knock on wood, I got my little wooden board, my little brick here, knock on wood, or something close to it. It has not been record breaking or breakings where we're seeing all this crime and stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? People be think, you know, it's, you know, stereotypes and all that stuff. You know, like, that means from you to Detroit, that means such and such, you know, fill in the blank, whatever, right? But that's BS. But anyway, y'all, you know what's also interesting enough is in a minute. Sadly, TikTok 9 times in 10 is not going to be here by next year in the U.S. How do y'all feel about that? You know, especially people who are blessed and they are monetized and their money goes TikTok, whatever, because seriously, they don't want to sell out to U.S., which are still some question marks, whatever, about what that is, because aren't they like owned by some, you know, people in a business company in China? Okay, that's a question mark. The thing is, it's like, what is next? Now, I use CapCut for the past year and something. I have been using Cap, which has been free. You can also get the Pro one, which is also owned by TikTok. I'm like, is it going to get rid of it? That just means I would have to, you know, find another one that's similar how to use that. But it's been convenient, very easy to use. So I'm just wondering if they're going to take that out too. But I'm just like, I have been using since I've been back on, you know, since I got back on here since last year. I mean, I'm not consistently on TikTok. I actually, honestly, out of all the social medias, I'm just starting to slowly but surely use Snapchat, which is, I know y'all, it's weird, but I haven't been a person, and I still haven't made not even one Snapchat story, not yet. I just have always been a person that occasionally have watched things. I think like the first time, I remember probably, I told this before, I don't know, but again, let me tell this here. I used to follow a couple people like Famous Dex, that rapper with like Rich Kid and all them back in the day, and he didn't give Durham what the heck he put on it. I'm not saying, yeah, there was still some limitations, but he was the type of person who used to follow everybody. I didn't know how to use Snapchat. Like I said, I would just watch people. Now since we got like DDD and, you know, the singles girl, Bailey, her sister, Chloe Bailey, and, did I say, hey, Holly, I meant to say Holly Bailey, did I say it correctly, y'all? I hope I did. Her sister, and, you know, just watching other people occasionally, so I'm starting to get back at Snapchat. I heard, like, people are getting some coins on Snapchat. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all, surprised, even though Snapchat is known for their filters and people use that, I didn't know that it was still extreme, you know, kind of like very popular. So I kind of wonder how, I mean, do they have Snapchat, have chats, live chats? Do they have live chats? I know, I think they have like shows and stuff, but I'm just thinking about what could be possibly replacing. I know some people might use a VPN. Isn't it like VPN is like a private setting, or like a private like IP address, you know, like an internet address, computer address or something like that, where it can't be, you know, but not everybody know how to use that or find them, you know, where they're free, you know how to use that thing. So what y'all would think is a good alternative to TikTok, us possibly losing TikTok? And if I don't know, like I said, they'll take away a CapCut. You know, even though there was no mention about it, just because, you know, you could also sign in your TikTok account with CapCut. So I'm just saying, like, if 9 times in 10, if they take it away, what are we gonna use? I mean, what people are gonna use is, like I said, as an alternative if they take CapCut as well. Considering, personally to me, it's been easy to use, even say on my phone. For example, that's where y'all get a lot of videos from, I ain't gonna lie. But it's free. You do have the option doing Pro, but it does offer a lot of features considering they are, you know, afford, you know, for free. So I'm like, I hope, you know, they won't be trying to vote to get rid of that shit. Is it two or a TikTok or a tickety talk? We taking every damn thing for you. We taking CapCut, we take everything else. But I'm just saying, what would be a good alternative, or are they going to make something else to try to not China itself, but since TikTok has become so popular, and if since US 17, I'm like, well, if they're going to do all that, why don't another company? Is this a good idea to, if it's that important, could US possibly, or somebody up and coming, or a company that's already like here, or a new company can take place that and make it so it can run like TikTok but just be another name, you know what I mean? Or be, you know, an extension company that's already there that offers you know, the same thing TikTok has, since there's a chance for that being taken away. You know, like make a replica, but not just like, you know, with the services they provide, the modernization and stuff, but be where it's worth, like, okay, even if they do replace it, you know, it's just like something that's just like in a different name. You know, like how some companies, they may get shut down, or they may leave or go out of business, but there's something else that can replace it, and they just make just as much more, they make the same much impact, positive impact, and even make some more money in some cases, you know, the impact that they're trying to have. You know, some things go away and some things come back. It just, you know, it just, and with a different name, you know, or a different time, or different class, different, you know, so forth. So, you know, that could happen. Anyways, y'all, have y'all watched, even though I have seen scary movies, more so I usually have seen scary movies, say, like, you know, when they come on TV and it's edited and stuff. I never have, like, even though I used to think Freddy Krueger and Chucky, some of the stuff is hilarious as hell to me. Do y'all watch scary movies at all? And you know, there's a more of an increase where we have, you know, black horror movies. You know they always have been on and off again, but it's more of an increase now of black, like, horror films being out. I think I talked about this before, but the reason why I'm bringing this up, now I'm going on my timeline, and I heard that Wolf James, who is a phenomenal singer, his singing is fine, the man is fine, and, I think he's a songwriter too, and for years now, he has gotten to his acting, and when I just strolled on Instagram, you know, my main social media I'm on, if I went on the sides besides YouTube, my second, if I went by just social media as far as communications and posts and stuff, because YouTube it has comedian stuff not on it now, one of them would be Instagram, the main one is the gram, the third one would be X, Twitter, tweet, whatever it is, tweet a X, Twitter, sometimes, I don't go on it all the time, but there are certain things, especially say using it possibly for some of my stories, as far as this is what the person says, or these are some of the receipts, you know, it's good to have. If I'm surprised that Twitter gets to stay up, and they be on one, because Twitter, you can see everything. Now, I do, you know, Twitter can be X on some posts sometimes, with two more X's being needed, if y'all know what I mean, okay? Some of the stuff on Twitter, you know, it needs to have a field guard, because sometimes you look for certain stuff, and next minute you see somebody up here, that, let me say a word, how many minutes is it into this thing, because this is going to be on YouTube? Oh, okay, I'm almost at 20 minutes, so I ain't too bad, I'm past the 10 minute spot. You know, somebody, you know, that don't have a gab reflect, I'll just leave it as that, okay, might pop up or something, I'll leave it to what y'all think. Or, you know, gray sweatpants, and look what's out of gray sweatpants or something. So, other than that, going back to where I was talking about, Luke James and the black horror thing, I'd just be all over the place, whatever. Now, when I think about this new series, I heard it was a too much. If y'all got Amazon Prime and, you know, pay for that every month, y'all, this is another a little thing I want to tell y'all real quick. If y'all get government benefits in y'all states, whether it's Social Security, I think, you know, the Obamacare, something like that, Medicaid, I think probably Medicare as well too, or, you know, SNAP benefits, aka ETP benefits and so forth, you can qualify, imply and get half benefits off. The same you get Walmart Plus. Walmart Plus has been running for about a year as well, and they just recently, like months ago, offer the same benefits where they include, you know, like you get some delivered, 9 times of 10, you get it free instead of paying it delivered. You get groceries free, you know, you know, delivered free as opposed to usually, you know, paying every time it's delivered. I think pickup is always free regardless. You can pick it up, it's always free. I think it has to be $35 or more. But also, Walmart Plus offers Paramount Plus, the one with the commercials. Amazon Now Prime has commercials now. The original, you have to pay a couple bucks more if you want the commercials. But yeah, it's a series. Originally it's called Them. I had to pause for a minute because you know they had us. Okay, now Them is an anthropology, isn't it? Oh, I'm probably saying one word, but it's kind of a series where it's like it's in different times. It could be dealing with the same subject in some way similar, but it's a different time settings and the characters, and like it seemed like film, they may be characters playing different roles, you know, like it's like an American Horror Story. I tried one season trying to watch that. I cannot get over that. I don't care how washed off, whatever people could say, it fell off, whatever. I watched one episode. Y'all can watch that. I think I only did one or two episodes of that is posted. I am traumatized just by the one scene. Not the whole darn thing. Not the whole episode. It was the one with Lady Gaga. You know, blah, blah, my bad romance. And, you know, now she's good actress and stuff too. I don't think Lady Gaga be all in that crazy shit she was back in the day. But that I was not grossed out by anything. She was like a vampire or somebody. And I'm not spoiling up that I didn't watch none of the rest of it. I didn't even watch none of the reviews that season after that one episode. I am not going to describe the scene that I had seen, but it is traumatizing as hell. I will say this only, it has to do with a monster attacking somebody, and I'll leave it as that. Because if I talk about it, y'all, I'm also traumatized that it's going to have me remember and it's going to be stuck in my head again. It made me not want to watch the rest of the series. Like I said, Lady Gaga was vampire, you know, so it was scenes, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, nothing else bothered me. I knew it was going to be scary, you know, and maybe some, you know, some blood stuff center. But that one scene of the monster attacking that man with a tool. Sorry, y'all, I had to pause. I said I was gonna not traumatize y'all with it, but that was too much. It was like grand opening, grand closing. I was not expecting that. But like I said, looking at with the Prime thing, like I said, you get the Prime and you got their streaming service. With stuff that's original or comes with Prime, and coming with this Black Horse series, and it was a very traumatizing episode from last season with the Black family, what happened, which like I said, either you watch somebody else, you read about it, or you take your chances about what happened to the character. What I've heard is that in this particular one, there's, you know, this is set, the first one was like in the 1950s, I think. This one here is actually located, it's still, I guess, in Los Angeles, because I actually have been watching people, you know, review the show. Some of them, you know, like Modoc J, I love his channel. He usually does like a lot of reviews. I found like them starting like watching Power 2, which I should talk about a little bit after this. Sorry, y'all, I need to get a little glass of agua. Whew. But anyways, this here in this season is a connection where Swoop James, I heard, played the heck out of his role. I've heard, like I said, Mojo J, he's doing per episode, but I have watched a couple people so far that I watched, like Ashley Miller. These are people I watch on YouTube, by the way, that I'm listing. Ashley Miller. I'm also just some reviews. I know that's Brandon. I forgot his last name. I hope I'm saying his name right. I hope. Wait, hold on, y'all. while I'm talking here, I want to make sure I give the right channel holder, content creator, their props and say the right name, because there's another channel that says just some reviews. I'm just trying to see. So it's a couple people, like I said, have watched the show, but I've watched the reviews and I'm like this. I'm still, even though I agree, like, Luke James played probably the hell out the role, because people, I just seen on Instagram real quick, just checking it. He was just showing, like, I guess behind the scenes, he was like doing the air guitar or something. You know, the character role that he plays in this season and his part as them, you know. And, you know, and they were like, you play the hell out the role, blah, 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 and everything, you know. And I believe he did, but even despite saying how good his role was, I still don't want to watch it because how I feel about scary movies, really. Now, this is the fun part. Now, last year on Halloween, me, my sis, of name Nick, also shout out again in Nene's Kitchen, and my Rara, her daughter, I call us a Rara. We were watching The Last Michaels, you know, just, you know, the end, Halloween, we all watched together, The Last Michael one. Like I said, the only reason why I watched it was because they watched it. But like I said, I was just so surprised how boring it was. It's very rare when I could watch a scary movie. So it's the only thing, y'all, that I could really watch myself, like I said, unless they edit it and it's on TV, like you come on Saturday night, you know, like y'all, some of y'all have seen on the station, stuff like that. You know how they'll have like an edited, you know, if y'all watch the, you know, the TV stations and stuff, it'd be edited. But y'all, the only, like, say, movie I could watch myself anytime, a place that is a horror movie, I realize is two movies that I have found out by watching YouTube and people I'm watching. What is that movie? The birds, like handcuff and stuff. It's not the bird flu. I gotta think about it, y'all, because it is so Birdemic. Birdemic. Shock and Terror. I think they got three different ones forever. It is so bad. It is so bad. It's funny that it's a horror movie I can watch with no it's another one, but I probably am not going to remember. It was also another Dern movie, and I can't find it at the moment what I'm thinking. But that's what I'm saying, is like Birdemic, I watch all day. Because when I seen Watch Mojo, which talked about like the top 10 and stuff like that, and I seen the Dern birds and the man who made it, and they try to use freak the characters, in the story are trying to stop these birds who are up here attacking people. They try to attack the van. And this man tried photo, editing and put the birds to attack them. Already, they can't get in the van for whatever reason at first. And they have these wire hangers trying to hit them birds, y'all. But it's so bad. And the birds sound like some squeaky toys. And the birds look so bootleg. Even the original, y'all ever played Duck Hunt? The Nintendo stuff come from back in the day. They look more believable. And they were better off put those in the, in the damn film then what the hell we noticed. Oh yeah, another one which I see, shout out to, I first found out about this film from when I watched Double Toasted. Like I said, they be doing games talking about movies and stuff like that, and bad movies usually middle week with a week and so forth with Corey Why I always get, because I wanted to say, because he looks like my uncle Clyde. Oh, Martin and Billy, and I think Julius and Julie, I'm hoping to say their names correctly. But anyways, they the ones who put me on this film called Mantles, The Hands of Fate. Like, that's another movie, y'all, I can watch by myself. It was based on somebody, you know, if they lost the bet, they had to make a horror film, and it got people to help them, but it's so bad, like I said, is I could watch that. But that damn, I don't want to watch that even in the daytime. Like I said, I can only watch films like Mantos, like I say, M-A-N-O-S, Hands of Fate, y'all. It's pure comedy. There's nothing scary about it yet, but yet it has you scratching your head. Just like I said, Birdemic. You watch all of it. When I finally found out about it, see some people. Oh gosh, like I said, I can't. Now that makes me laugh. I could talk about those. That is hilarious to me. You have to. Sorry, y'all. But I'm, you know, if that's good, hopefully they do recognize and know about, I was about to say wrong. Now, Brandon, I meant to say earlier, like I said, he reviewed it all the way. Just my opinion reviews is somebody, I like watching about reviews, like different things as well. And he had a different one, which was like one where he just talked about in general, and also he had a spoiler. Also like struggle reviews too. Terry, I hope I'm saying her name correctly. I've been watching her channel about a year or so. She's about to do a live series discussion of one. But anyways, like I said, despite like people, you know, it depends who you're watching. Some people say it's good, some people say it's I don't know. It's like I said, I would not watch it. I will watch people's reviews about it, you know, what they think about it, and what do y'all think, and would y'all watch it, or this is ridiculous. But other than that, like I said, they ain't gotta worry about me watching that show at all. But it's just interesting to find out that even though like I said, I do like Luke James and stuff, I still, you know, I still feel like, I don't think I'm gonna watch that show at all. I'm good. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is nice. This is on Teacher Man, not 91 follow. Joshua Becker at 6 years old is the youngest person to ever attend Oxford University. This is big news everyone should know about this. Salute Josh, greatness only. Okay, this is another one. Brooklynsburg, first black owned corner store. The amount of history didn't learn in school time. The first black female pally, Millie Bailey, marks 100 years. Please wish her well. Howard University 2021 nursing students. That's dope. Okay, let's see here. Let's see, Oxtober. Okay, let me stop. Now, besides me ranting and raving and looking at stuff, just see. Oh, by the way, Tennessee hires the first ever hockey head coach. The story hire marks a black hockey coach, the first head coach of a hockey program at a historically black university. Oh, okay. And Carberry is an inaugural member of the NHL Coach Association by Coaches Program, which aims to specifically support Black Indigenous coaches of color in service cooling, skills development, leadership strategies, communication tactics, networking, and creative advancement opportunities. Oh, all right. That is nice. I just went into this article, you know, a suggestion. I had to go back to Instagram real quick to see something. Travel Nor, and they're talking about Black-owned bookstores to visit the USA. Oh, yeah. Sorry, y'all. You know, I'm hard-headed. You know, I just think of talking my donor, don't write stuff down. But I do want to talk about a couple books that I've been auto-book reading. You know, listening, aka really listening to, but you know, I'm on a book right now. Okay, but here we go. Black-owned bookstores are hidden gems in communities across the country, and they have a slew of unique books to stumble upon. Swipe for a few Black-owned bookstore to visit for a book-loving traveler who loves literature from African diaspora. Check out the link for the full full list. Okay, Brave and Kind Books, Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, located in Atlanta, Brave and Kind, True to Kind, this Black-owned store primarily caters to children and young adult readers. Happy to have a few grown-up books and things for the adult traveler as well. Mahomedy Books, Washington, D.C., founded in 2007. Mahomedy Books in Washington, D.C. is rooted in Blackness. Store described as unapologetically Black-owned, and it's run by a family dedicated to helping gain exposure to Black books and literature. This Black-owned bookstore is a place to find written support about Black people, Black story. Black Lip, Dallas, Texas. Owner Nina Turner Clark was visiting Bus Boys and Washington, D.C., and she fell in love with being surrounded by books with people who look like her. Today, her bookstore is ensuring Black children and adults in Dallas have access to written books who look like them. Like I said, they have a list. And I guess it's in this link in. Okay, what is this Travel North? Travel Choose Their Own Path. Oh, I'm going to have to follow them. Let's see what they is up. Okay, I know I'm just rambling. But like I said, let me see. Can I say real quick? Are they going to show, like, more bookstores? I thought I seen the bookstores. Is Off the Shelves it? Blacktivity. Okay, you know what? I guess I would have to, if I have to do that, I would have to do that save I remember to put down on my next thing, because I thought I was going to be, like, you know, instantly click, dab a little bit and be able to see it real quick, and I'm trying to find a link, to see more. They said, I could just link on here. Okay. Yeah, they just wrote this. Okay, this is Atlanta, Georgia. Now, these are the ones we've already been through here. Okay, D.C. Salt Eaters Bookshop, Inglewood. Many things. Okay, the owner, Asha Grant, raised $81,000 through GoFundMe to open her bookstore. Oh, that's dope. Now, independent owners assuring Black feminist stories are shared in her Black stores. Barbara writes no additional for literature, including comics, things highlighting Black women and girls. Grand opening, safe women of color who are reading comics and literature. Bus Boys and Poets, Washington, D.C. Another Black bookstore, Washington, D.C. Bus Boys and Poets is a real hidden gem, not only bookstore, but also a restaurant, community gathering place in multiple locations. This unique club for creativity, food, and community got its name from a poet Langston Hughes, who worked as a busboy at Warren Park Hotel in 1920 before ascending to literary fame. Today, Busboys and Poets has good food and good books and feeds the souls of travelers and locals. Read CBC, New Orleans, LA. Okay, community bookstores in New Orleans have been open, providing access to literature since 1983. The community books prides itself on being more than a bookstore. In addition to having tons of books by Black women, the book offers and consistently raise money supporting independent locally owned bookstores. Semicolon in Chicago, Illinois. Semicolon is Chicago's largest book woman bookstore. The owners are dedicated to bridging the gap between minority communities. They accomplish mission by investing in books, writers, and surrounding community. It opened 2019 and is the process of moving to a new location in Chicago. In the meantime, some of the Cola Online stores still open and travelers can visit them soon. Blackwood, we already talked about that. And that is so far. I know hopefully the one that was, I had actually, when I was doing this during the beginning of the pandemic, it was a bookstore that was open in one of the Carolinas. And the sad part is they're going to have to close down occasionally just open because you have people who are, you know, threatening, you know, leaving, you know, live threats and stuff to the family. So they're going to have to, I don't know if they're going to move the location or just close the store down, whatever, but we're going to send positive vibes to them anyway, because that's ridiculous. They used to have a black store up in here in Detroit, but they don't have it no more. They, you know, well, I haven't been going, I ain't going to lie, to bookstores in some years, but, you know. But anyway, still. Now, I have finished reading the book from, now, I found Alexandria Warren's, I finished Oops, and it was Novella, which is basically a short book, basically short story, basically, that was attached. Listen to that. I was trying to find, I didn't know it was Alexandria House. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. There's a series, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, I realized I like one of my favorite books to read. Yeah, are black, not just like specifically it's like black literature, but I do love romance books more so a lot. So I have been been listening to quite a few lately. I'll probably go back to a couple memoirs and stuff as well. So they suggested Alexandria House, and I just finished not too long ago reading, aka listening to a book in the McClain. She has a couple books that are, you know, series, goes in a series of books, and these are from the McClain brothers. And the first book is You Should Let Me Look, you know, it's, I'm saying the whole title Mario song when he really got one. I meant to say Let Me Love You is the first book, because I think the brothers are McClain brothers. Now I'm in the second book. Let Me Hold You. So I'm on like chapter 5, chapter 6. And it's so much easier to read, y'all, these books, because you know how you can just speed up. And I didn't do that at first, but I was listening to Tia Williams, you know, The Perfect Fine, which I used by using a free trial by Audible with that particular one. I realized that, you know, you can speed it up, and it doesn't, like, you know, you can't, you know, like, if you're listening to it, and if it's speeding too fast, you're like, wait a minute, what the hell they just say? I was able to understand what they're saying by speeding up a bit, you know, the playback. So I have been doing that a little bit, like halfway through the book. Or this book I kind of started at least like at 1.25 or whatever, and I, like I said, I want to finish out the rest of the series with that one. It's three books, and I think a novella, I think they got it. I'm probably mispronouncing the word, but yeah, y'all, that's the books I've been more so reading. And I'm going to go back to Alexander Warren and a couple other people I found, and I got a memoir by a woman named Natasha. You know, I didn't choose the book only because the woman has, you know, because of the name Natasha. But the book, I think it's called America, Black Negra. I got a couple days to read, because I also got like books, that also the library, and also, like I said, that I found in my library, the Hoopa, which allows you to rent books there as well. And it's, you know, as long as your library is included, is another place that you can also rent books or watch movies and stuff there as well. So I've been, like I said, been watching that, have books as well too. And it's one of those, like, about who is, it's easier in most cases if you like, say, rent a book out, you can rent it back again the next, you know, next time. It's not something where, say, there's a strong chance if it's a book in demand that you have to wait again, you know. So, but also too, oh, Jessica, I've seen her for years, and I actually, that was a suggestion, was Jessica in Walk-Ins. You know, she has certain books that are, you know, mostly hardcover books. I actually love, like, books still that are hardcover, as opposed to, like, say, either I this is personally me, y'all, either I like them as an audible form, you know, listening audiobook, or, you know, like, if have them as, you know, in a book form, because unless I have no choice, and of course, you know, if you want to be, you know, say, paper, and it's just easier times, yeah, I go ahead and, like, read it online and stuff. But I just personally, to me, I like books in a physical form or listening form. I mean, I used to sometimes, when I started listening to audiobooks, I used to kind of, you know, excuse me, I had an audiobook form I listened to, rent out, and then I had, like, a Kindle version, or for free, or I got for, you know, $1 that had sale Prime, and would listen to both the book, and, you know, read along basically while I'm listening to the book. But now either I just listen to the book, or if I have physical hard, you know, paperback hardcover version of it. And but I did was a suggestion from Oops. It was Say My Effing Name. That's exactly the name of the title. And, you know, just to let y'all know, say if y'all want to listen to, say, romance books, probably, you know, probably, you know, those, you know, also, it's view discretion advised as far as your ears, because I do notice, I have read, listened to 3 different Black authors who are, no, 4 in advance have listened to their books, or if you want to count that as reading, which, you know, is listening, you know, all 4 of them, when they talk about the love scenes, you're gonna get every detail. Okay. Ew, well, I'm just saying, see, that's why I couldn't even read even horror books, and I don't want to, you know, let me add that too. I don't even want to read horror books, because as detailed as has they describe the scenes, it was like a romance, you'd be like, oh my. And it's interesting to hear it audible form, because the people, you know, who have to read the books and have to read have to read in detail, and sometimes have to, like, say what the person is saying, you know, during the love scenes, the sex scenes, the relationship scenes, the loving scenes, or whatever. It just tickles me, because, you know, say you listen out loud and say you got the door open or something, somebody, nobody's heard it yet, but you got, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, is they are very detailed if you are you know, are listening, you know, to a romance novel. You ain't even gotta, there's not a lot of erotica books. I first thought I was trying, I haven't even read or listened to a Zane book yet. Okay, I think also Noray, they're supposed to have, like, erotic books as well, but you don't even have to get erotic books, just get you these romance novels. I'm like, whoa. I know I've been out the game as far as, like, reading and stuff, you know, like, if y'all, you know, like I said, Omar Fly Girl and all this stuff, I think they, Fly Girl is, I don't know why they could have made a movie out of that, Fly Girl. I think the last book is the only book that doesn't have, I used to actually have all those books, until my niece had snook and took them as a child, and I've never seen them ever since then, whatever. But yeah, I'm calling out my niece Isha. Okay, anyway, but like I said, it's very deep, you know, it'd just be like a regular drama with maybe possibly some romance. But even though, like I said, J.N. Watkins, it's like, I guess you would say, like, it's a romance with some hood in it type of stuff, whatever, it's like a drama, romance with drama type of books, I guess she has. And because I always seen her books like, you know, Secrets of the Side Bitch, I'm the Side Nigga, you know, Nah Nigga Love Love. I'm like, I do want to read that. And, oh my gosh, y'all. I have like the first Alexa Wright. I got plugged back in. I actually knocked her out. I know this is rambling, but this has to do with book. So I didn't know. It's my old Audible account that I had on there. So I said play the Audible book because I thought it was the one that I got connected now. You know, like I said, I've been trying to get ones for the free trial, heck, or discounting where it's not a dollar per, you know, for 3 months or something. If that, now I ain't about to be paying, you know, $14,000 a month, you know, that'd be in the future, but not right now, okay? But anyways, y'all, there's a book that I got, I didn't know was on here, and who's this author called Old Thought? Is the book name is Fuck, y'all. I mean, what the hell? And I need to get back to, but like I said, I have like the old Alexa, still works good as heck. It was on sale for $5 at Prime. They offered it to me, so I mean on Amazon, so I took it. And y'all, I'm just like tickled. It's like you gotta be freaking kippy, but I couldn't stop listening, but I had to stop. Yeah, it's called The Old Thought Next Door by Quan Mills. I could have, you know, it was a lot of books always said, oh, they, no, it's somebody else that got the thought next door too. Yeah, they, Quan, I forgot who else that, but yeah, they got Standing the Coldest Mistress Edra, Savages and Side Bitches, Rotten Little Peaches, The Family Crackhead, she's, oh, that's somebody else. That Shamik spell, like, you know how to be having, like I said, like shocking. Okay, praying about my sister's baby daddy with two kind of glove, but what the heck? They got audio out books. What the hell is up with these titles? Oh, I think Shamik, whatever, be having like sometimes new titles, but I do like the ones that are like more so like. But past, like, there's romance and stuff involved, you know, it's a love story involved or something's gonna happen. But yeah, I probably will tell y'all next time about the story. But all of them, I'm not gonna lie, so far I have had, you know, actually have went ahead and had all four books so far I've listened to. I actually had liked them personally. I mean, yeah, they also have good ratings, but that don't mean that I'm going to like them. But I like them so far. I like all four of those. So some of the books are free, some of them got on a waiting list that I would get, or hopefully I get on the credit, or you know, would get in the near future. But yeah, y'all, that's the books I'm reading so far. I'm also wanted to it's a couple of black sci-fi books I want to also get into as well. But yeah, y'all, I've been back to listening, or at least even like getting the books, even if it is auto books that way. Y'all, do y'all listen or read any books at all, you know, even self-help, you know, self-assist, any type of books? And if you are, you know, what's your favorite gene and stuff? I mean, that's not the only gene, but that's one of my genes I'm starting to like, are the black romance ones I'm starting to like. You know, like I said, Jessica and Watkins is the one so far that's kind of like more like you got a little drama and a little, you know, dash of crime in there and stuff like that. That's more so in there. You know, it could be like romance with drama with the other ones, but it does have like romance where it's not like all over the place personally to me. But yeah, now I'm on, like I said, the second book with the second McClain brother. And like I said, y'all, if you like the second McClain brother, yeah, I think it's three or four McClain brothers, whatever books. And they're books that, you know, some books that are Audible, they have books that are only Audible has where you have to pay for credit. And some of the books you can possibly even find through your library. You have a library card, and then also AK through Hoopla if you're, you know, your library, you know, is connected or has a partnership with a Hoopla as well. You can find them that way, you know, as well. You know, trying to like, say, you know, save some coins or go, you know, your local bookstore and give them as well. Sorry, y'all, I didn't really even talk about really stuff in the media that much. I just was rambling, you know, y'all. But my thing is to make sure I'm consistent and so forth. And so, like I said, y'all, you know, it's been so much, but I will say this, y'all. It's been so much beef that, I mean, we got enough beef that we can, like, have several cookouts or probably could feed, you know, all the beef that we've been seeing lately, y'all been looking at, especially in the rap, hip-hop area. And shit, and slash, like, it even rolled over a little bit to R&B and stuff. Like, we had enough with beef that we could have a burger joint and fed them there, probably everybody if they wanted to, almost everybody at the 700,000 people was at the NFL draft downtown Detroit this past weekend. But anyway, y'all, hugs and love. You know, I'm going to remind myself to make sure I get back on here. You know, maybe just make sure the podcast and get back on my biz. But thank you, y'all, who rocking me or first time finding me with that, whatever. Continue to find me, you know, and I'm just going to keep in touch. I'm not going to keep saying. I'm just going to do. Okay. But anyway, y'all, I hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all month. And I'll see y'all next month with probably another podcast. And hopefully by then, I will have another podcast and also YouTube video / TikTok video for you and so forth. But anyway, hugs and loves, y'all. Y'all take care. God bless ups to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a good week, good month, good next month, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care.